Assumptions. Biofeedback operates on the principle that individuals can learn to control physiological processes through feedback about their internal states. This process is analogous to learning a musical instrument or mastering a video game, where practice and feedback lead to improved performance. In biofeedback training, an individual monitors their physiological data, such as heart rate or brainwave activity, while employing strategies to achieve a desired state. Over time, with consistent practice and feedback, the individual gains the ability to regulate these physiological states autonomously, without external prompts. For instance, a person practicing biofeedback for anxiety might initially rely on visual representations of their brainwave activity. As they develop proficiency, they learn to maintain calm states independently. The concept of biofeedback as a psychophysiological mirror, as described by Pieper, Schume, and Moss, underscores its role in enabling individuals to observe and influence their internal processes. This mirror provides a real-time reflection of physiological states, such as muscle tension, brain activity, or skin temperature, allowing for conscious intervention. The ultimate objective of biofeedback is self-regulation, where the need for external devices diminishes as the individual internalizes control mechanisms. For example, a posture sensor might initially alert a user to slouching by vibrating. Over time, the user develops an intrinsic awareness of posture, maintaining alignment without external cues. Biofeedback's assumptions also emphasize its dynamic nature as a learning process. Unlike static interventions that provide immediate but temporary relief, biofeedback fosters an active relationship between the individual and their physiological responses. This iterative interaction ensures that users not only achieve short-term goals, such as reduced muscle tension or heart rate variability improvements, but also develop lifelong skills for maintaining physiological balance. For instance, an individual undergoing biofeedback for chronic pain might initially require frequent feedback sessions to recognize and mitigate muscle tension patterns. Over time, they transition to a state where the awareness and self-regulation of tension occur effortlessly in everyday life. The mechanism of biofeedback. At its essence, biofeedback provides actionable information that guides individuals in enhancing their performance and achieving self-regulation. This information is typically displayed visually, auditorily, or through tactile feedback, enabling individuals to modify behaviors to reach specific goals. Biofeedback has long been used in clinical settings to manage a wide range of conditions, including hypertension, chronic pain, and migraines. Beyond its clinical applications, biofeedback is increasingly utilized to optimize performance in non-clinical domains, such as athletics, where it helps improve focus and stress resilience. A crucial element of successful biofeedback training is mindfulness, which enhances the individual's ability to attend to the present moment without judgment. Kabat-Zinn, 1994, defined mindfulness as paying attention in a particular way, on purpose, in the present moment, and non-judgmentally. This approach complements biofeedback by helping clients differentiate between aspects of their physiology that they can control and those that are beyond immediate influence. For instance, a client with hypertension might initially struggle to lower their blood pressure due to heightened anxiety over measurements. By incorporating mindfulness practices, they can reduce how often they take their blood pressure, focus on slow-paced breathing, and eventually see improvements in their blood pressure. Mindfulness, when integrated into biofeedback training, also enhances the individual's ability to recognize subtle physiological shifts, enabling more precise and effective interventions. For example, a musician seeking to improve performance under pressure might combine biofeedback with mindfulness to fine-tune their emotional state before a concert. By observing subtle increases in heart rate variability, HRV, or shifts in skin conductance, the musician learns to employ calming techniques at just the right moment, ensuring peak performance without overwhelming anxiety. Biofeedback also embraces a holistic perspective that integrates body, mind, and spirit. This interconnected framework recognizes that optimizing health and performance involves addressing not only physical and mental components, but also existential dimensions, such as personal values or beliefs. For example, a professional seeking to improve focus through biofeedback might find that aligning the practice with personal mindfulness goals or philosophical beliefs enhances their overall effectiveness. Holistic integration ensures that the benefits of biofeedback extend beyond isolated physiological changes to encompass enhanced overall well-being and life satisfaction. Neurofeedback, a specialized form of biofeedback. Neurofeedback, also known as EEG biofeedback, is a subdomain of biofeedback that specifically targets brain activity. It involves monitoring electrical patterns in the brain, known as brainwaves, and using this information to guide the individual toward desired states of mental functioning. Neurofeedback is based on the principle of neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize and adapt in response to experience. This adaptability underpins the efficacy of neurofeedback training, as repeated practice leads to lasting changes in neural pathways. The process of neurofeedback involves real-time feedback through visual, auditory, or tactile that are presented when specific brain wave patterns occur. For example, an individual training to improve focus might engage with a computer game that progresses only when their brain produces the desired beta wave activity. Over time, this reinforces neural pathways associated with focus and reduces patterns linked to distractibility. Neurofeedback is particularly effective in addressing conditions characterized by brainwave dysregulation, such as ADHD, anxiety, and epilepsy. For instance, individuals with ADHD often exhibit excessive theta wave activity and insufficient beta wave activity. Neurofeedback training can help recalibrate these imbalances, improving attention and reducing impulsivity. In clinical settings, children with ADHD who undergo neurofeedback often demonstrate significant improvements in academic performance and interpersonal relationships, highlighting the profound impact of targeted brainwave training. The versatility of neurofeedback also extends to enhancing creative and cognitive performance. For example, an employee experiencing stress-related cognitive fatigue in a workplace setting might use neurofeedback to deepen alpha-theta states, associated with relaxation and heightened creativity. By accessing these states more reliably, creative professionals can overcome mental blocks and enhance their capacity for novel idea generation. Similarly, executives seeking to improve decision-making under pressure might utilize neurofeedback to enhance gamma wave activity, linked to high-level cognitive integration and problem-solving. Concepts of feedback and control. Both biofeedback and neurofeedback draw from the principles of feedback and control articulated in cybernetic theory. This theory explains how systems self-regulate through feedback loops, which provide information about current states and guide adjustments to achieve desired outcomes. Everyday examples of such systems include radar speed displays and handheld thermometers. A radar speed display shows drivers their current speed relative to the limit, encouraging adjustments to align with safe driving practices. Similarly, a thermometer provides real-time data about body temperature, allowing individuals to respond appropriately to deviations. In the context of neurofeedback, the cybernetic model operates through feedback loops that inform individuals about their brainwave activity. For example, a client working to reduce anxiety might see a visual representation of their alpha wave activity on a screen. As they employ relaxation techniques, the system provides immediate feedback, enabling them to adjust their approach until the desired brainwave pattern is achieved. The cybernetic model also likens biofeedback to a thermostat system, where key components include a set point or goal, for example, a desired brainwave pattern, a system variable, for example, current brainwave activity, and feedback loops that signal whether adjustments are needed. Accurate feedback is essential for effective learning and self-regulation, as it allows individuals to refine their strategies and achieve long-term changes. For example, in a workplace setting, an employee experiencing stress-related cognitive fatigue might use neurofeedback to monitor and optimize brainwave patterns associated with sustained focus and resilience, ultimately improving productivity and well-being. The stress response and psychophysiology. Stress is a multifaceted phenomenon that encompasses stimuli, responses, and transactions between individuals and their environments. Early models, such as Selye's, 1956, General Adaptation Syndrome, GAS, conceptualize stress as a nonspecific physiological response to challenges. However, Contemporary models, such as the biopsychosocial framework, emphasize the role of individual differences, cognitive appraisals, and coping resources in shaping stress responses. Chronic stress and heart rate variability. Heart rate variability, HRV, is a critical measure of autonomic nervous system function, reflecting the balance between sympathetic, fight or flight, and parasympathetic, rest and digest, activity. Chronic stress reduces HRV, signaling diminished capacity for physiological and psychological regulation. Low HRV is linked to a range of adverse outcomes, including cardiovascular disease, anxiety, and depression. By enhancing self-regulation, biofeedback can help individuals restore HRV and improve overall health. For example, HRV biofeedback training teaches clients to engage in slow-paced breathing, which increases parasympathetic activity and fosters resilience. HRV biofeedback has wide-ranging implications for both physical and mental health. In individuals recovering from cardiac events, improved HRV through biofeedback correlates with enhanced survival rates and quality of life. Similarly, in high-stress professions, such as first responders or military personnel, HRV biofeedback serves as a tool for managing acute stress responses and preventing burnout. In training sessions, doing HRV biofeedback just before neurofeedback readies clients to get the most benefit from neurofeedback. Models of stress and illness. Biopsychosocial model. The biopsychosocial model proposed by Engel, 1977, provides a comprehensive framework for understanding health and illness. It emphasizes the interplay of biological, psychological, and sociological factors in determining outcomes. For instance, a client with chronic pain might benefit from a multidisciplinary approach that includes medical treatment, psychological counseling, and social support. Neurofeedback can complement this model by addressing the neurological underpinnings of pain perception and emotional regulation. In practice, neurofeedback interventions align with the biopsychosocial model by offering a non-invasive, brain-focused approach to improving well-being. For instance, a teenager with social anxiety might benefit from neurofeedback that targets overactive beta wave patterns in the prefrontal cortex, reducing their physiological reactivity and enabling more adaptive social engagement. Alternatively, the improvement in network communication that results from multi-site neurofeedback training might allow the individual to better integrate and understand the many sensory inputs that are present in social situations, allowing for improved engagement with others. The biopsychosocial framework ensures that such interventions are integrated with psychological and environmental supports for sustainable change. Allostatic load model. McEwen and Siemens, 1999, allostatic load model highlights the cumulative effects of chronic stress on the body. Prolonged activation of stress response systems can lead to wear and tear on tissues, increasing the risk of conditions like hypertension and diabetes. Biofeedback interventions help mitigate allostatic load by teaching individuals to regulate stress responses. For example, someone experiencing chronic work-related stress might use HRV biofeedback to develop healthier autonomic patterns, reducing their physiological burden over time. Stress diathesis model. The stress diathesis person with a genetic predisposition to anxiety may develop clinical symptoms following a major life event, such as job loss. Neurofeedback can play a preventive role by strengthening neural networks associated with resilience and emotional regulation. This proactive application of neurofeedback illustrates its capacity to not only treat symptoms, but also build protective factors against future challenges. Stress responses. Acute stress. Acute stress triggers the sympathetic adrenomedullary, SAM, pathway, releasing epinephrine and norepinephrine to mobilize the body for immediate challenges. This fight-or-flight response increases heart rate, blood pressure, and metabolic activity, preparing the individual to confront or escape a threat. For instance, a student preparing for an important exam might experience heightened alertness and focus due to acute stress. Chronic stress. Chronic stress engages the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal, HPA, axis, leading to sustained cortisol release. Over time, this can impair immune function, memory, and cardiovascular health. Neurofeedback interventions aim to modulate these responses by promoting balanced brainwave activity and reducing hyperactivation of stress-related pathways. For example, alpha-theta neurofeedback can help clients achieve a state of deep relaxation, counteracting the effects of chronic stress. Alpha-theta neurofeedback is particularly beneficial for individuals with trauma histories, as it facilitates access to deeply relaxed states where emotional processing can occur. This therapeutic approach not only alleviates chronic stress symptoms, but also fosters long-term resilience, enabling individuals to navigate future stressors more effectively. Brain networks and attention. The brain's attentional processes are governed by dynamic networks that regulate sensory input, executive function, and emotional responses. Neurofeedback training targets these networks to enhance focus, reduce distractibility, and improve overall cognitive performance. Executive network. The dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, DLPFC, plays a central role in executive functions, including goal-directed behavior, cognitive flexibility, and working memory. Neurofeedback can strengthen this network by encouraging patterns of brain activity associated with sustained attention and inhibition of distractions. For instance, a client struggling with procrastination might use neurofeedback to enhance DLPFC activation, improving their ability to initiate and complete tasks. Salience network. The salience network, anchored by the insula and anterior cingulate cortex, identifies and prioritizes stimuli requiring attention. This network integrates internal and external information, guiding responses to salient events. Neurofeedback can enhance the salience network's function by improving the brain's ability to detect and respond to meaningful cues. For example, an athlete might use neurofeedback to heighten their awareness of key environmental signals, such as an opponent's movements. Default mode network, DMN. The DMN supports introspection, memory retrieval, and creative thinking. It is most active during rest and disengages during goal-directed tasks. Neurofeedback can help individuals modulate DMN activity to achieve a balance between relaxation and focus. For example, an artist seeking to enhance their creativity might use DMN-focused neurofeedback to deepen introspective states while maintaining task engagement. Other networks also benefit from improved communication, resulting in changes in memory, executive function, pain responses, reward management, understanding of nonverbal communication, and better mood regulation. Applications of biofeedback and neurofeedback. Biofeedback and neurofeedback are versatile tools with applications across clinical and non-clinical domains. Biofeedback and neurofeedback have become indispensable in both clinical and performance domains. By providing individuals with tools to enhance physiological self-regulation, these modalities empower users to achieve improved mental clarity, emotional balance, and physical resilience. For instance, biofeedback can be a cornerstone in stress reduction programs, aiding clients in achieving and maintaining autonomic balance. Similarly, neurofeedback's capacity to target specific brainwave patterns and network communications opens new frontiers in treating conditions ranging from anxiety to cognitive impairments. Whether employed in clinical therapy, peak performance training, or personal development, the principles of feedback and neuroplasticity remain central to these approaches. Conclusion: biofeedback and neurofeedback represent powerful approaches to enhancing self-regulation, resilience, and well-being. By leveraging principles of feedback, mindfulness, and neuroplasticity, individuals can achieve greater control over their physiological and psychological states. These interventions align with holistic health models, addressing the interconnectedness of body, mind, and spirit to optimize health and performance. From the perspective of a neurofeedback professional, these tools are transformative, enabling individuals to bridge the gap between unconscious physiological patterns and conscious self-regulation. By fostering awareness and adaptability, biofeedback and neurofeedback provide clients with lifelong skills for maintaining optimal health and resilience. They are particularly impactful in helping individuals manage chronic stress, enhance cognitive function, and overcome neurological challenges. The capacity to address such a broad spectrum of conditions underscores the importance of these interventions in modern healthcare and performance optimization. As the field continues to evolve, the integration of cutting-edge technologies with evidence-based practices will further expand the potential of biofeedback and neurofeedback. Professionals in this field are uniquely positioned to lead advancements that empower individuals to harness their intrinsic capacities for growth, healing, and excellence. Through the continued application of these techniques, neurofeedback practitioners not only improve individual lives, but also contribute to a broader understanding of the intricate connections between the brain, body, and behavior. The future of biofeedback and neurofeedback is one of limitless possibilities, guided by the shared goal of fostering resilience and well-being for all.